get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey guys, it's Jerry, and as most of you know by now, we had to spend some time in the emergency room on Sunday, which has thrown everything off a little bit for this week. Also, just by pure bad luck, I have to spend a lot of time this week taking my car to body shops because, as some of you know, I was involved in a wreck about a month ago, and everything's just finally getting to the end stages, so I have to gallivant around to some body shops, which is going to cut out some recording time for this week. So instead of there being a brand new episode of Hillbilly Dead Time Stories and Eerie Encounters, I'm going to replace both of those with an episode of my new podcast with Amanda called Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda. If you haven't heard any of these yet, they're basically 30 to 45 minute episodes. They're very similar to the stories we do on Hillbilly Horror Stories as far as the format, but these are all stories that have some kind of a weird twist to them. So I thought I would play a couple of those for you guys to listen to. And if you like what you hear, go over to where you listen to podcasts and find Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda, subscribe, and there'll be four or five other episodes for you to listen to. These episodes may have a little more language in them than Hillbilly Horror Stories, but we try to keep everything PG or less, so there is no real genre when it comes to this. We've done everything from true crime to time slips to UFO abductions. If it's got a strange twist to the story, that's the kind of stories we like to do, no matter what the genre is. So I think you guys will enjoy most of these. Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda. Amanda,
Hello.
How are you doing this week?
I'm good. How are you this week?
I am alive and kicking.
Well, that's what we want to hear. I don't want to hear anything other than that.
Amanda, we had some awesome reviews. We've got like 4 new reviews since the show started back up.
I know. You read them to me and they were great.
So the first one asked if there are any more turkey updates. I think we kind of covered that on the last episode.
There isn't. I think he's just a rat in a cage, man. I don't think they're letting him loose because every time they let him loose, he attacks somebody. He chases children up and down the streets. Like, he's a menace. He is mayhem. And
we got a homeless guy around here that pretty much does that, and yeah, he needs to be put in a cage, but he's unfortunately not.
It's just a rat in a cage, and I hear him gobbling. I do. I hear his cries for help, but I'm like, no one's releasing you. Mm-mm, you are Terra.
So with that being said, if you guys like the show, please go leave us a review, because when we're just starting this thing up, we lost a lot of our listeners from back when it was warning. And with that being said, let me say this. I ended up, I know I said we weren't going to do this and we left it up for a while, but I took down the old episodes of Warning.
Yep.
So we had some people that was already like, well, I mean, I listened and you said it was more, a little more PG, and I listened to an episode, and of course they went back and listened to an old episode. It's not that hard, people. They're listed as WW1, WW2, WW3.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been that hard to figure out. All the previews said that the old ones were going to be up there. They had different logos for them. So anyways, what I'll end up doing is I'll probably start like a Patreon page.
Okay.
And then I'll just throw everything up there, and it'll be free to join Patreon. And then if you want to throw some money our way, you can, but it'll be free for all the old episodes. And then eventually I'll get that done, and then you'll have access.
You know, though, I had a feeling that was going to happen. I did. I'm like, I don't, I told you, didn't I voice that to you?
You did.
I said that people are not going to understand. And it's not, I don't know. Some people don't know how to, especially if they're older, they might, no offense, they just, you know, they might not know how to like maneuver to the new stuff, or they might not realize it. In my experience is dealing with old people. You know, I have full-time experience. I hang out with you. Just kidding. Whatever. JK.
I will pull the plug on this episode so quick.
You better not.
You know, all right, let's jump into this one.
Wait, hold on. I got to tell you.
Go ahead.
So I work with this awesome individual. And so me and her photoshopped our boss's head onto Dory the fish from Finding Nemo. Yeah, and then we were Nemo and his dad, Gollum. I don't even remember his dad's name, Merlin. And we gave it to him, and he thought it was weird, also funny, but weird. And I will tell you, since we've discovered all these Disney like Pixar stuff, keep photoshopping his head on shit and giving it to him, because it's hilarious. That's what's new.
My son took and put like dinosaurs in a bunch of his mom's pictures that she hangs on a wall just to see if she would know. And she's actually still got, she found out about it and she moved a lot of them, but there are still some of the pictures that she left because she thought it was funny. That's
phenomenal.
All right. I told you last week that I had a very cool story for you coming this week.
I know, and I've been looking forward to it. I've been staying off the TikTok, and I've been being good. So
I will be surprised if anybody out there has even heard this story. So the chances of you stumbling on it would have been very rare, I think.
You never really know with me. I'm a wild card. I'm out of pocket. Let's go.
All right, Amanda. This week we are going to Bosnia. Strange story.
Where's Bosnia?
Well, it's over by like the old Yugoslavia and stuff over
there. I don't know. Do I look like a map? You're older than me. You should know this.
Older has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, you're a little smarter than me. So let's just keep it moving, bud. I'll
be with you there. But yeah, over it's over in Europe, like over in the Eastern Bloc, where Russia, Yugoslavia, Bosnia, all that.
No, I haven't heard of it. So do tell.
You've never heard of Bosnia, the country?
No, I've never heard of the story, you dinker. Oh,
okay. I'm betting you haven't heard of Bosnia either. All right. So Bosnia is home to some of the highest bridge diving competitions in the world.
Wait, pause.
Yes.
What is a bridge? What does that mean? Like bungee jumping off of it, or like you just free fall?
Yeah, but without the bungee.
All right. See. Like,
okay. So think about high diving. You know how people do cliff diving? Well, they'll just dive off of cliffs like an Acapulco.
No. This you is news to me. No, obviously, I'm shocked and appalled.
In some places, like in Mexico and some other places, people will dive off of the cliffs into the ocean. They call it cliff diving.
That's dangerous.
Well, Yes, and
Do people die?
I mean, I guess they could.
Oh my
It's not,
God,
it's pretty rare.
RIP. That's
It's more
horrible.
likely to happen in cliff diving than what they're going on here at bridge diving. So
What
just
are
think
they?
about going to a bridge, like a typical bridge, and just think about people diving off just like you would off of a diving board with the
Oh
fancy
my,
swan
oh,
dives
that
and all
just gave me the chills. Oh, that's so gross. Oh, wait, hold on, pause. Cliff diving. Like, what are they diving into? Dirt?
water. They're diving into the ocean.
Cliff diving and bridge dive. So it's still all ocean water. What are they diving into the
Well,
dirt? I'm an idiot. Never mind.
this one's actually into a river, the story we're talking about today.
Oh my God. All right, do tell.
Because most bridges go over rivers.
Oceans, we're up, bruv. What's a river?
So these types of competitions are risky and reckless, as you can imagine, but they are pretty common. And Bosnia had plenty of TV stations that try to get these competitions, and they air live with little fear of actually capturing tragedy on live TV.
Oh no. Oh,
But
this is
that was
gonna go
going to
bad.
change on August 7th, 2016.
So that's like 7 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Oh my God.
On this day, divers would jump from a 65-foot bridge into the river Drina. That's the name of the river.
Rita. Oh.
Drina, Drina.
You're gonna
One
go
of the
into
top competitors
Rita.
that day was a gold medalist by the name of Andre Bew. He was actually in the Olympics representing Bosnia in
Oh
diving back.
no. Oh wait. Blink twice if he dies.
I'm not giving you any hints, but yes, he does. So Andre had thousands of dives under his belt at this time.
Thousands of
Other than the
dives.
water being a little bit cold, conditions were pretty much perfect for this event. Andre made a few dives, and he had already been flawless, as he was known to be. But on his third dive, something strange happened. His dive seemed to be absolutely perfect, but Andre can be seen on camera resurfacing after the drive. The dive. Sorry. The dive, the drive, whatever.
The die. It's all happening.
He could be seen resurfacing after the dive. But almost immediately, things would go awry. His head then goes back into the water.
Oh, God.
Soon after, you see one of his arms briefly break the surface of the water before going under again.
Was it
And
a
with that being
crocodile?
said, a crocodile. With that being said, there was a rescue team waiting as this was a professional event. They drove their little boats over to the swimmers. And despite the number of emergency staff, they all seemed hesitant to jump in the water.
Oh, my piranhas.
Andre's head resurfaces again,
Was it just his
and
head?
then one of them finally jump in the water, but at this point it was too late. His
No.
body had completely disappeared.
Wait, so it was just a head? It was just a
No,
head?
it no. Well, head was all they saw, but it wasn't just a head left there. His whole body's gone, even with the head. His head did
Well,
not
you
come
made it sound
detached.
like he was a little decapitated. Yes.
Well, don't.
Well, was he? Was he? Is it gonna get
No.
gross? Blech. Okay.
Andre, a championship diver who had done countless number of these dives just like this, had completely vanished. And I mean vanished to the point that an
Nothing.
emergency search and rescue would be called off
There wasn't even a
because they
controller
just
left
couldn't find him.
behind. Oh my God.
Days later, in August, his body would be found downriver with several bruises, multiple fractures, and typical decay.
Ew, like wait, like he extra decayed or he was just like
No,
regular
typical. I
decaying.
said typical. Did I say extra decay? I said typical.
I don't think I just
That
tried
would be
decay and my brain was
normal.
like aliens. I bet you it was an alien situation.
Aliens. His cause of death was actually listed as a broken vertebrae that must have happened when he entered the water. The problem with that is that if he had broken a vertebrae when he'd entered the water, he would have probably lost all feeling in his body, and he wouldn't have been able to raise his head up out of the water twice and raise his hand up out of the water.
Oh, no. But you know how like sometimes when people get hurt, they don't realize they're hurt at first? So like they're still kind of like...
Yeah, but that doesn't happen if you get like paralyzed or something from like a broken neck. You just don't move and you can't feel it. So it's not that you don't know. Now, is it possible that he messed his vertebrae up, but it wouldn't completely broken? And then when he did move, it broke the rest of the way? That's possible. And that's one of the theories out there.
That's awful. So he knew there was something wrong and he was going to die. That's the worst.
Well,
it's going to get worse. Is that a word?
I don't know. And I don't even try to question what you say, because you start to make me question whether something is or isn't.
I know. It's a thing.
Now, I'm sure you're listening to this story, Amanda, and you're thinking, okay, a diver jumped into water. He broke a vertebrae and he drowned. What's so strange about that?
That's not what I was thinking at all. I was thinking a crocodile. I was thinking piranhas.
Well, it does get much stranger, and I'm going to tell you about it right after a quick sponsor break.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Okay, Amanda. So it seems like it's a pretty simple case of a diver becoming injured and drowning, but not so fast. Mm-hmm. The video was placed on YouTube, and boy, did it pick up steam from there. It was then picked up by all the major news outlets all over the world, not just the country.
So Americans saw it too.
Yes. People were curious how this could have happened to such a masterful diver on what looked like a picture-perfect dive, especially with such a large number of emergency staff on hand. The video was viewed over a million times on YouTube, not to mention how many times on other platforms, social media, and news outlets. Because, you know,
people were dissecting that video. That's why. That's why. Because people are gross.
Some think that maybe the water was so cold that his body went into shock, right?
No, because you said it was okay.
I did say it was chilly.
Yeah, but like...
But otherwise okay. And he'd already been in the water twice, plus several other divers had also had no issues with this.
Just him.
Right. And several other divers had dove that day, and they didn't have any issues with the cold water. But... People point to the fact that the rescuers took forever to jump into the water to save Andre. Because remember I said they waited till his head showed up again. And they pointed out that the water was still cold. That's what the rescue worker said.
Are you kidding?
Said the water was really cold.
So they wouldn't go in there because it was cold. So they said, this man die.
Which is bullshit, considering the fact that they are professional rescue workers.
That's not all right.
They were hired to pull swimmers out of the water.
And they didn't do that. You had one job. That's terrible.
Yep, you had one job. So if the water was truly that cold, the event probably would have been canceled, but it wasn't. So my guess is it wasn't that cold.
They were just being jerks. Mm-mm.
But here's the most shocking theory: that Andre Bew was dragged under the water by something.
Like what?
Well, this may sound crazy, but the River Drina is known to be inhabited by a species of fish known as the Wells catfish.
What did I tell you?
These fish are remarkably large and can reach sizes up to 9 feet long. And the heaviest ever caught weighed 330 pounds.
Oh, yeah. It was the fish. They did it. They said, come on, bud.
They're known to be extremely hostile, especially during mating season when males are guarding the nest. Oh, and this competition, by the way, took place right at the end of their mating season.
Oh, come on. And no one noted that? This was...
Well, I don't guess they did. So, some of you are probably thinking, get real, what's the chances of this actually happening? Well, probably, at least in this case, more than you realize. It's possible that Andre dove and he landed close to one of these catfish nests, causing the fish to attack him and drag him under the water.
Yeah, but now, just one fish or a gaggle of fish?
A gaggle of fish is not a term. It is a school of fish.
And it's going to be a gaggle because they're big. They're very goose-like. They're gaggling.
I think they're much bigger than a goose. Well, if you watch the video, it would explain why he is seen being basically sucked under the water. It's almost like that girl at the beginning of the Jaws. You remember when she was underneath there and then she was like a bobber, just kind of jerking underneath the water, and then she was gone.
What year did Jaws come out?
Don't act like it matters because the movie has been seen by everybody of every age. So it doesn't matter that it was before you were born. It was in the late 70s.
Wait, what year was it? You're an ageist.
You're an ageist. That's what you are.
I'm an ageist. Okay. All right. Watch out for me, everyone. I'm an ageist. Go ahead.
So his head just kind of jerks under the water, but also he even kind of looks behind him as if he sees something coming. This could also explain why it took the rescue workers so long to jump in the water. Maybe they saw something, or maybe they were skeptical because they knew those things were in the water. They didn't say that if that was the case, but they did mention that the water was cold.
None of those people have kids because I'd be in that water trying to help him.
Well,
it's that instinct you got. You just do it. You don't care.
This could also account for why his body was so quickly basically bobbled. Just vanished and disappeared.
That's so fucked up.
And these fish, they don't have like protruding teeth. So if you hold their mouth open, you don't see any kind of teeth at all.
Hold on. So, pause. He was sucked. He was literally like sucked down.
Yeah, like it will grab. It could grab a leg and pull you under.
Oh, that's like a shark could. Gross. Yeah, but they don't have teeth though.
Think of a shark without a tooth, without teeth.
That's how big it is.
If that shark lived in Kentucky, think of it.
Okay.
All right. So, because they don't have teeth, the injuries caused would be bruising and fractures, which is exactly the injuries that his body suffered.
But if they're 300 pounds, they're going to do some damage. Oh, wow.
Mm. But this isn't even the best evidence. If you watch the clip near the end, when you see Andre's arm break the surface for the last time, you can also see a fin break the surface just feet away from him.
That's horrible.
Many have speculated that this could be the tail fin of a giant whale's catfish, as it's completely synchronized with Andre going under the water for the final
time. This story is bothering me on another level. People watched him die. Oh my God. They just watched him die.
That makes it a very legitimate theory when you put the video to it and notice that the fin...
Are you going to post the video? You should post the video.
I can post it. I don't know. I'll post it in the warning you will be offended page or the wickedly weird page now.
Wickedly weird. I said it. So you only get one.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find the video and I'll post it. See, I didn't even make a big deal about it.
Look at you with your hands behind your head. You're so cool. I wish I could aspire to be like you.
Whatever. So what else is going on? You got any cool stories from the week?
No. You know why? Because I am so busy, I don't have time to fuck around and find out. I really don't. I haven't. Like, I think every weekend, so I'm kind of a nerd, and like, I love fireworks. Mm. So we've been chasing what was that?
Go ahead.
Nothing. Okay. Mm. We were chasing fireworks. We've been chasing fireworks for the last like 3 weeks.
So wait. What do you mean by chasing fireworks?
Chasing fireworks. So like we just go town to town and we just watch the fireworks display.
Okay. I got you. I literally thought you meant like you were shooting Roman candles at each other or something.
No, they're illegal in the state of Massachusetts or Massachusetts. Yeah.
So you have to go to other states to watch fireworks. You have fireworks there.
Yeah, we have fireworks, but if I wanted to light them off, I'd have to go to New Hampshire. That's where I would have to go.
And how far away from you from New Hampshire?
depending on where I'm going, like my uncle's place is like 2 hours from my house, 3 hours depending on Boston traffic. I mean, I could go to Rhode Island. I think they're illegal in Rhode Island. I'm not sure. Don't come for me. I mean, I think they are. I could always go to my friend's house that lives in Rhode Island and set them. But I don't really have that urge to want to set fireworks off, honestly. So.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I used to when I was young. Obviously,
no,
I
like I've
fireworks.
Never.
Now it's like I have no desire for fire. I like to go to the big fireworks shows and watch them, but I have no desire to sit out there and let off fireworks and all. It's just
no. They kind of scare me. Like in the and like I'm still like I'm an adult and like the sound's still kind of like I like always jump and stuff. But it's a lot of fun. And like where we go, they have food trucks and live music. So. Like we go depending on where it is, like the farthest one I've been to so far has been like an hour away. So they're starting to like work their way up towards me now. So I've been going to my friend's house. We've been doing like pizza and things like that. And then doing that sort of thing. That's really what I've been doing. And I have my kids 24/7. So I can't. Oh, wait, what did I do? Wait, I do have a story, but it was from last fall. So there's this woman.
Why did you come up with a story from last
because fall? It sticks out in my mind because I don't have that like part of your brain that says no, don't do it, don't do that, that seems sketchy as fuck. No, I don't have that ever. I just do it. Just like I ate a whole honeycomb last summer. I put a whole honeycomb in my mouth with a bee attached to it, kind of like a leg attached, and I just stuffed it in there and ate it.
You ate the bee too, or did the bee get out?
No, don't look at me like you're judging me right now. It was
if you so, knew how often I judged you.
Okay, so listen to this. So some lady was selling some honeycomb and I was like, I want a honeycomb. How much? And she said, $3. And I said, oh, what a steal. I don't know if that's a steal. I know nothing about bees. So I said, okay. And I handed over my $3 and me and my friend and I tucked it away because I'm going to eat it later. And then I shot hot, like bone broth and died for like an hour. And then I ate kombucha. No, I drank kombucha. Whatever. It was a whole experience of smell and taste.
Where were you at that were all this stuff?
I was at a farmer's market. Oh. Talking to the local psychic. It was great. So I went and I was just having the time. I was having all the experiences. I was loving life. We get in my car and my friend goes, how about that honeycomb? And I go, oh, yeah. And I take it out and I look at it and I'm like, wow, look at this honeycomb. And I just ate it. I just threw it in there and I chomped on it. And I'm like, wow, what's that? And it was a piece of bug leg. Like I just ate it. I didn't even care. I just stuffed it back in. I was like, you know, fuck it, protein. And I ate it. I ate it all of it. And will I do it again? No. Was it liberating? Kinda. It's great. You guys
honeycomb's just like wax, right?
Yeah, it's really, I don't really, yeah, it is really weird. I think I just ate a bunch of wax, being honest, covered in.
You're not, I don't think you're supposed to like swallow it. You're supposed to just chew on it.
Well, I definitely ate some honey. I spit some out for sure because it was a lot. And then I swallowed a little because like I was committed and it was already halfway down the hatch. So it had to go. I wasn't throwing it up.
I've dated some girls like that.
Oh, you nasty boy. So anyways, there was this lady that lives 45 minutes away from me. I heard about her from a friend of a friend of a friend type of deal. She was like a psychic and she like has crystals and she's really cool. However, I brought my friend with me to this because I was like, yeah, like a little sketch. So we go and there's a little sign and I'm not going to say the name of the shop, but there's this tiny sign. It's like literally this big and it's painted in purple. And I think it's got gold lettering and you have to drive down this long, like driveway and you pull in and there are two sheds. One's purple, one's pink. And I just sat there in my car and I'm like, what is going on? My friend's like, what are you doing? I'm like, let me get out. She's like, don't get out. This is how horror movies start and it ends bad. I was like, okay, hold on. So I get to it and it says ring doorbell to let someone know you're here. And I'm like, ring. This lady comes out. She's got different color Crocs on. She's probably in her 70s. Really nice. I assess her. I said, she's cool. Not a big deal. I go in a shop. I buy some incense. She puts some smells together and we talk about my dead grandmother for 10 minutes. Perfect. She says, I can take a rock. I take a little crystal rock thing. It called to me, put it in my pocket. And then she says to me, do you want to see my horses? Well, I have one. The rest are on that hill dead. And they all died in this one. And my friend looked at me and she's like handing
us cash. Like they're just laying there dead. So
yeah,
she goes up there and beats it.
Yeah. And then she hands out some carrots and she's like, you guys want my friends? Like, oh no, I don't want any poison. I'm like, I'll take a carrot. I'm like, come here. There was one horse. I said, come here. And the horse comes and we have a moment and I give it a carrot. I get her name and number and I'll call her for a psychic reading. I haven't called her for a psychic reading because we pull out. I'm a driver. My friend is just staring at me, not saying a word. She's just staring at me. Like I almost felt like I was in trouble. She's just, I go, what is the problem? And she was like, you have no scent. Like you just rang a doorbell and some old lady came out and like, you went in her little weird shed she had to unlock. Like, how do you know that that wasn't someone that was going to kill you? And I was like, well, and I like sized her up. I'm like, well, because she's definitely got something wrong with her. She's limping a little. I said, it's not going to be hard. Just push and run, push and run. My keys were in my pocket the whole time and it's a push to start. So we were okay. That was my fucking logic. That was my logic. Like, you know, and then we were walking past last weekend. We were walking past the cemetery. We ended up walking through the cemetery and it was fantastic. I love cemeteries. I'm never scared. I like that stuff because I'm weird. And you know the crypts, like the crypts that you... I walk right up to one. I try to open it. I thought my poor friend was going to have a heart attack. She's like, you can't open that. I'm like, yeah, I can. Why? It doesn't say I can't. I'm just visiting the dead. I'm having a moment with some stranger. You know what I mean? And she was like, no, this is why I don't take you anywhere by myself anymore. So like, I have dragged her into basements of antique shops. I drag this poor girl everywhere with me to go and seek the unknown. Like I hang out in the Freetown woods mostly all summer long. And like, I think it's peaceful there. Some people are like, it's haunted. It's blah, 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 blah. But I don't think where I go, it doesn't, where I sit, it doesn't give me bad vibes. I mean, there are parts of that one that are a little like, there's no sounds in it and stuff. Like if you're hiking and you hit a certain spot, there's no sound. There's nothing. Like there's no birds, there's no bugs, nothing. It's just dead silence and it's eerie. But.
And for those of you out there that aren't as familiar, you live in the Bridgewater Triangle.
I do. And my mom saw two UFOs one night. She took she saw two UFOs one night. She was afraid to get out of her car because she didn't want to get abducted. She was texting me and her friend. And like, I've seen like crazy things too. If you just take a second and you just look up at the sky, like I've seen some crazy things around here. I haven't seen a pterodactyl because supposedly there's a pterodactyl that flies around. I haven't seen one. There's puckwudgies. I have not seen one. However, when we were hiking through the Freetown woods, you could hear footsteps like in this quiet part. It sounded like we were being followed. And then it sounded like there were rocks being thrown. So I just like didn't acknowledge it, and neither did my husband, and we got out of there. But like, that's an experience. And my husband had an experience. He got up like right at sunrise when the park opened. Him and his buddy went for a walk, and there were these two women that were like,
well, she's two women. woman, Siamese twins or what?
Womans. And they were walking. And my husband was like, it was so weird. Like, they didn't acknowledge him or anything. And they turned around to, like, be like, what the fuck? Like, that whole thing was just odd. He said, and they were gone. Like, there was no trail they could have gone down. They were just gone. Like, just out of thin air. And there were two prostitutes, I believe, that were murdered in those woods. So who knows? I wasn't there for that one, but I wish I was, because I want to know.
All right, well, I got a homework assignment for you.
No.
Since you live in the Bridgewater Triangle, I'm going to give you a task to find one story, a shorter story, of something that's happened in the Bridgewater Triangle, and then you can tell us about it next week. Not everybody. A lot of people who are listening to this don't listen to paranormal stuff, or they're listening to true crime, or there's no tellings. And that will give us a little bit of something from your neck of the woods, literally.
There is a story about a pup wudgie. And his name was Ted. No, I'm just kidding. There is no, like, I know the story, but I'm not telling you this week.
All right. So you're going to tell us a Bridgewater Triangle story next week.
You need to text me on Tuesday night, because I'll forget.
All right. And maybe I'll try to find a Bridgewater story to do next week.
I'll definitely. Oh, wait. Ooh, like, but I'm going to. Okay, I'll just. Oh, wow, Jerry. So cool.
I'll be done way before you are. So I'll let you know. Well, that's right. Because you probably know most of them. That's different.
I do. I probably do. Yeah. And I believe there's like a redheaded hitchhiker. I forget what street he's on, but he was murdered on this particular street. I'll have to find it. I forget his name.
I'll see if I can find a UFO story from there, an abduction story or something. Maybe you haven't heard that one.
I probably have.
Well, you'll pretend you hadn't.
What's that face again?
Because we haven't done a UFO story yet. And we haven't done a...
Well, we just talked about a UFO.
That does not count. I need to do a whole story. So... Or maybe I'll just find a UFO story from something else that's not
aliens. Oh my God. Wait, hold on. Do I have time to just tell this one other story?
Sure. Listen, you do.
I was listening to this podcast. Okay. And this lady, it was just a freaky story. I forget the name of the freaking podcast. I'll remember it though eventually. And so anyway, she had a baby. She went to go, like, she wanted to get her tubes tied. And they went in there and they were like, one of your tubes have already been tied. And she's like, what are you talking about? I've never had anyone, no one's ever done that to me. So she's like, what the hell? Right. And then upon further investigation, she was missing a kidney. Like, it was gone. That's what she said. Don't look at me like that. I too had this, and I think she was abducted, and she said that she went to the psychic and, like, they told her she was abducted, but I'm like, okay, whatever. But yeah, she's like, I don't know how any of these things happened, but
this coming from the girl who just sat there and said she went to a psychic down this road with two sheds.
Yeah, but no. No. You just called me two shitheads, and I was like, yeah, I am a shithead. No, I've never had a psychic be like, you've been abducted by aliens and that's why you're missing organs. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't born with a kidney. That happens. But anyways, it was a creepy story. It gave me goosebumps. She sounded legit, but you know, you never know nowadays.
Yeah, I'm sure you read that in the National Enquirer.
First of all, I did not. I am not the Men in Black. I don't watch or listen to the Star magazines. It's a trash magazine.
All right. Hey, Amanda, I think that wraps it up for us this week.
Okay.
I'll let you babble for a good 20 minutes there.
You're Dingleberry. Bye!
Bye.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.